within like the first 2 days of the shutdown of events, I've lost 2 months of event work, and that's just so far. Especially like event photography or wedding photography, even if everybody reschedules, our dates may now be stacked upon each other, so we may still lose work.
How have you been coping with that?
I had my freak out session, my freak out moment, and then I'm just right now taking time because I wanted to establish an online presence as far as sales and marketing. So I'm taking that time now to focus on that. So I've been selling on like Instagram, Facebook, email marketing, and I'm beginning an Etsy shop that I've been meaning to do within the past, you know, since the year began. So now I'm taking the time to get all of those things in order.
And you're a creative as well. I mean, you're an artist. You create your own individual art product as well. How are you changing that? Or are you going to be inspired by the new things that you're encountering as you create your work?
I think I'll be inspired by new things I'm encountering. I have a laundry list of things that I've been needing to create. Like you attended my show at the Phoenix Theater, I have photography work and mixed media work that I'm going to now focus hard on and just play around with some different things I've been wanting to do.
What kind of conversations are you having with your fellow artists and small business owners?
We're having conversations of how we can help one another. We're trying to promote each other and make sure that people who are still at their job know about local businesses, because this is a time where we need their help more than anything right now. We need each other more than anything. So we're all in this together, and we're trying to just make it together.
Yeah, you've always been very proactive, very courageous, and a risk taker, and trying new things and not being afraid to try new things. Do you think that attitude is going to help you as we move forward with this pandemic and the aftermath?
Most definitely. I say that I do things because I don't know any better not to do them. You say risk taker, and I don't see that. I just see me just trying everything, and I'm not afraid to try everything. The worst thing people can say is no or whatever, but at least I've tried it. I'm going to try until, you know, I figure it out kind of person. There are things that we can learn from each other, and I think that we're trying to figure out, we're seeing what other people are doing, we're trying it for ourselves and being where we can network and fit in and just, like, get our message out.
Thank you, Faith.
Thank you.